Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Thank you for having me on your show, Brian.
So, Dan, here we are with an economy that seems to be humming along. Unemployment is low. The stock market's doing okay. Why should we give much thought to the Great Depression?
Well, I wrote a book about history, but it turns out that it's a book about current events. Right away, we're talking about tariffs again, and the globalized world that did so much to pull us out of the Great Depression and give us our current prosperity is now in flux, shall we say. Not yet in danger, but it is in serious flux right now with the different tariffs being thrown about between major trading nations.
Yeah, President Trump says, you know, we got to balance the playing field, that we're running great deficits and that other countries, and including our close allies, are taking advantage of us. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with trying to level the playing field?
Well, I agree with him about trying to level the playing field. His predecessors just talked about it. They never did anything to do anything about it. But if he thinks that this is going to deal with our balance of payments and balance of trade deficits, he's seriously mistaken about that. We are a Keynesian policy nation with monetary policies that stimulate consumption. And when you stimulate consumption, you naturally stimulate imports. And that undermines your international accounts. That's what did so much damage to us in the 1970s, when we had another period during the 60s of Keynesian stimulation to the economy, and everything fell apart because the balance of payments went so negative that the dollar started to collapse.
So what would be a better tactic to take than the current tariffs?
Well, I don't know whether there's a better tactic than the current. This is serious business. You understand that the tariffs that we're talking about are nation-to-nation tariffs. They are not the broad-based tariffs that we had in the 20s and 30s. The Fordney-McCumber tariff of 1922 was a broad-based tariff that started the ball rolling towards the Great Depression, and Smoot-Hawley in 1930 kept it going. And when Roosevelt refused to join the European powers to end the trade war, he condemned the nation to another 5 years of depression. So those tariffs, those are really serious. If you have nation-to-nation tariffs, then the markets are capable of adjusting. If we can't sell our soybeans to China, we'll sell them to the people who used to get their soybeans from Brazil, now that Brazil's soybeans are going to China. Markets can adjust. Harley Davidson, on the other hand, that's a more serious problem. They may take a hit to their brand, but Walmart and Target can source their inexpensive goods to Vietnam and Indonesia and places like that. So the markets are capable of adjusting to the current problems. It takes some time, and it will be some cost, but we're not talking about the disastrous kind of tariffs that we saw in the 20s and 30s.
And finally, economics expert Dan Blatt, I want to ask you about deregulation. What do you see as the effects of the deregulation efforts that are currently underway?
Well, that's probably the most important thing that the Trump administration is doing. The Obama administration was actually at war with the American economy. Salvos of regulations, over 500,000 pages of additional regulations hamstringing the economy. Just by starting the deregulation movement, signaling that the regulations will not be enforced as rigorously as under Obama, that has loosed a lot of economic activity, and is probably far more important in the improvement in the economy than even the tax reduction.
So you are an economics forecaster. What are you seeing in the months and years ahead?
My basic forecast is that we really don't have a lot to worry about. The Fed gets its basic interest rates, its federal fund rate, north of 3%. At below 3%, it's still stimulative, and that should do well for the economy. And if we're going to see trouble, it'll probably start popping up abroad first. There are, as one might expect amongst all the nations of the world, there are a few nations that are in a weak position. The low interest rates that we've had for almost a decade now have given us a very bubbly economy. Borrowing rates, leverage rates have increased across the United States, government and private. And that's had the same effect worldwide, because the dollar is the world's reserve currency. So there's a price to pay when we get interest rates back towards normal levels. But right now, we're not at that point.
All right. American economics expert Dan Blatt, the author of Understanding the Great Depression and Failures of Modern Economic Policy. Thank you very much for joining me this morning on the Quiver River Electric Guest Line.
Thank you for having me.
Coming up next on Total Information AM, the latest news.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.